to order, if that's okay. This is a special working meeting of the civil service. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2004. Emily, would you like to call a roll since we've grown in size here?
Sure. Mr. Offenberger?
Here.
Ms. Lang?
Here.
Mr. Nathans?
Here.
I'm just a guest.
Mr. Fischel?
I'm just a guest.
Yes,
I'm not a member.
And it's Emily Buckley as the staff representative.
Thank you.
I thought
before we go further, is this like our regular meetings, not past 7 o'clock? I don't care. I mean,
that would be my preference.
So I have a hard stop. I just texted my, it's a child event at 6 o'clock in Gahanna that I'm driving for, but I'll see what I can do, John, as far as I can push it.
That's why I was asking.
I want to get it done. I mean, we're so close, we can feel it, right?
Well, the good news or the bad news is I still have one section because the chief is, I've not hit.
That was one of my sticky notes. Right. Mark, abolish this section.
No, I need to get with the chief, and he was just leaving for his trip to Hawaii when I reached out to him.
Okay.
Would you like to take us through?
Sure. I mean, so, you know, we've obviously been dealing with this monstrosity.
You've gone farther than... I have two questions.
Oh,
on the front
please,
page.
Go.
You talked a lot about municipal was drawn from someplace else that should say Bexley or Bexley Municipal. I don't care, but I just remember.
Yeah, I had the same... I didn't mark it, but I know in some of the other... It was changed to just say Civil Service Commission, and municipal was omitted.
I think we should omit it. I agree. City of Bexley Civil Service Commission, and I actually just stylistically, I'll move the city about, it'll be just all together. Yep, thank you.
The second thing that I have is nowhere, probably in the old one too, is there an address for the civil service if somebody wants to send us?
Okay.
It is City Hall, but it's not listed anywhere.
Well, why don't we, I think we put it in the bottom corner of the cover page. How's that?
Is there an email address?
If there's not, there should be.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So.
Because it would be very difficult to reach out to us. Can you imagine?
Emily needs another phone on her desk. Yeah.
the hotline to civil service.
That's right. You better answer.
24/7.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you've only got 10 days, I mean, if you know, you come down to the last second on there.
Right.
Did you have anything more on the first
one? No, I didn't.
So, I mean, I guess I'm happy. I don't even know. I guess the table of contents might be correct because my secretary did it.
Yeah, I just... Chapter 6 examinations looks like it's spelled wrong, but that is CAPS.
Yes, it is. Because CAPS.
CAPS, why they don't do the, they don't
spell check
it. Check. I don't
That's
know.
That's so stupid.
It is stupid.
And it's, for people like me, I obviously need it.
That's where all my errors are in my headings. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't. I think you had said we weren't going to go page by page. Should we just go change by change?
Well, I was just hoping... I mean, when I said, I mean, I haven't even highlighted the change. I mean, this is not a highlighted version anymore.
Wait, yours is thicker.
Is yours double-sided?
Yeah.
I meant to do double-sided and I forgot.
Okay.
I know, I try. I forgot.
Using up all the paper.
Because I think we already did such a great line-by-line.
Right.
We could probably just skip to any suggested changes. Do you agree, John and Lee?
No, I have questions, but not line by line.
Let's just skip to where you guys are.
Go to where. Okay.
Yeah.
On page 2.
Now let me jump and do page 1 then.
Good.
Okay. All right, let's just go page. Who has page 1? Rachel.
Just me. I just noticed, you know how normally you'll spell out Civil Service Commission before you then just call it commission?
Mm-hmm.
It looks as if we just go straight to commission. So I just, it's so silly. It's very
minor. It's not silly. I think that's important stuff.
Okay, so that's under...
So that's a 1.2.
1.2 here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it should say...
Well, whatever we do for consistency, which I think we went with Civil Service Commission throughout. So it should go Civil Service Commission...
parentheses commission, and then throughout we'll just call it commission.
Okay, when I read that, I was thinking that we had civil service had appointed professional examiners, and so it flowed okay for me, but what does it mean?
No, that's exactly what, that's what it means. Rachel's point is that you are the Civil Service Commission. I jumped in and used commission without, normally it would say Civil Service Commission, okay, parentheses, here and after commission or something.
Okay.
So it's just a stylistic thing, but I agree with it.
We done with?
I'm done with one.
Page one?
Yep.
I should have pulled it up on my computer.
Anybody have anything
go,
for page two?
No.
I do. Under meetings 1-4, it said we should meet at least 4 times in a calendar quarter. I would like to know who's responsible for setting that up. What?
I just want to say thank you for civil servicing, guys.
I'll call you about that, whatever, as you want to talk about.
All right.
We'll talk tomorrow. It's going to be, I mean, technically it's the clerk who is the auditor. But I think as a practical matter, like with many other things, it's going to be the full-time or almost full-time employee.
And what happens if things are changed and it isn't? I know, I agree that she's going to
yeah.
do it. And so we're letting the clerk off the hook.
I think as a practical matter, yes.
Okay. Everybody agree?
I mean, if the clerk wants to jump in and schedule them, that's fine, but that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So, as scheduled.
You can keep going, John. I think you have more notes
okay,
than me.
Okay, page 3. I don't have anything. I'm just asking if you... Page 4.
I have a question on page 4.
Okay.
Section 16, in a part-time employee whose regular hours of duty are less than the normal established work week for
mm-hmm.
a particular department, does that need to be defined? Is
no,
there a normal established work week for every department?
Probably. Here's why it shouldn't be defined, though. Because we're all used to 40 hours being full-time. It's just the norm. But it's not legally required. So like, for example, I have plenty of clients who have, my secretaries at work, their normal work week is 7.5 hours a day. 37.5 hours is a full-time employee. So department by department, if they decide that our work week's going to be 7 hours a day, and that's going to be a full-time employee, great. And a part-time is anybody who regularly works less than that.
So, and I understand, you know, for health insurance, you have to be
30
hours
yeah.
a week.
Right.
So where there's that sort of gray area in terms of... As far as the number of hours for each, would each employee understand what the normal working
yes.
hours?
That will be conveyed to them by their supervisor or department head. Absolutely.
I think it's good because then it doesn't bind us. Who knows, in the future, we may all go to a lesser work week.
That's so optimistic.
To God's ears.
That's very optimistic, Rachel.
No.
I like it.
We're all going to be France. 2 weeks off in August. Siestas.
4 is okay. We're going to 5.
Okay.
But I, just getting back to that standard. So it's to the appointing authority in that particular department to establish what those normal working hours are.
Exactly. And to convey to their employees what those hours are.
I have 2 questions.
Are you on 4 still?
I'm on 5.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
We'll try to be more specific. Do we ever suspend somebody with pay for a reason, or do they take a disability leave as the only thing that's equivalent?
That is an excellent question. We need to, that needs to be, so the Ohio Revised Code allows suspensions, working suspensions with pay or even forfeiture of leave, and it treats it as the same as a suspension. So I need to update that definition. I'm really glad you brought that up.
The second part I have is the very bottom paragraph, B. The Civil Service Commission may issue directives, memoranda, or internal management rules, etc. It doesn't mean anything to me. Can you give me an example?
Yes. So if there's going to be a, and this wouldn't necessarily be a memoranda, but it could be. If for some reason there's a spate of a bunch of hearings, let's say the economy goes bust and there's a bunch of layoffs and you're going to hear, you could issue memos or directives that say, this is how we're going to handle these hearings because there's 12 appeals. So it would be something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else on five? Page six. Who has some?
Not me.
I'll move to...
I got it. Yeah. I have to go back and look through. I just see, like, on 3.3, it says Municipal Civil Service Commission. I need to go back through this and get some consistency on that.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
It says it on 3.4
yeah.
as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'll get
three
that
one.
Fixed.
Okay. 7 is okay. I have a note. 8. I have a question again. The deputy chief was not a position we had before, and how was the deputy chief selected? Is he or she considered classified?
The deputy chief is considered classified. The only unclassified position in the Bexley Police Department is the chief.
Okay. And I don't know if it's the same page, but we still said that chief needed a master's degree.
Oh, yeah, I had that marked.
I was going to ask that. That's right. I was going to ask that question because I noticed it as well, and I couldn't remember exactly what got. We just got rid of that completely,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Council passed something.
It said
right.
We said voted to remove in April of 22, I think, is what my notes say.
Sounds right. When we let me know when we get to that section.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the police. Yeah. But you're right. I noticed that, and I couldn't remember exactly what was changed, so I didn't mess with it until we came here.
Okay. Page 10.
Yeah, I just had a question on this, and I think it's just from the reformatting. I know that in our initial, it said chapter 29, mm-hmm. and now it's chapter 19. That's just virtue of our renumbering, or
that's
is that
exactly
reflecting?
Right.
Okay.
That's just virtue. It's an order under chapter 19 that would suspend, demote, or terminate an employee.
Okay. On 5.2, ending it with the last known address, if we didn't have that, would it be more considered to say we would try to contact them through email or something? Or are you happy with?
So this is consistent with the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay.
And I will tell you as a practical matter what would happen. Let's say terminate. So if you're suspending someone or demoting them, they're not losing their job. So they'd be in here and you'd hand it to them. In most situations where somebody's terminated, they may have been probably have been put on administrative leave with pay. They would be ordered to come into work, and they would be handed it. So it's rare that it will be through the mail.
Thank you.
You got it.
Number 11. I have in 5.4. It ends with required disaffirmation of an order. Is that just saying you're canceling the order and legally?
Got to prove each the other. It's not as a matter of law, required disaffirmance. Right. What that is saying is that if somebody is fired for four things they did wrong, and you guys conclude that the city only proved three of them, you can disaffirm. You could say, nope, you didn't do a good enough job. Or you can say, yeah, those three was enough to justify termination. It's your discretion.
Thank you.
lesser included offenses?
It would be more like dropping a count. Yeah. You know, like dropping a count in an
indictment.
Right.
That's yeah. right. So, yeah, exactly.
Number 12, page 13, there was the skip things in 1A.
Yeah.
And in 2, it talks about the unavailability of a subpoenaed witness. How do we as a civil service subpoena somebody?
So
we automatically have that ability?
You have the ability to issue subpoenas. You do not have the ability to enforce subpoenas. So what that means is that one side or the other might ask you to issue a subpoena to a witness. You could do that, and the commission chair basically can do it as a matter of course. If that witness doesn't show up, it would be incumbent upon whoever's representing the Civil Service Commission, probably me, to go to court and enforce it if we want to enforce it.
Am I driving you crazy?
No, it's a good question.
No, these are all good questions.
The medical board can't enforce their subpoenas either. Such a bummer.
15. I just have an H1, a document filed when received and time stamped in the Office of the Civil Service Commission. So,
An individual designated.
Okay.
So basically what that means is the mail gets sent here and somebody makes sure they note the time that it was received.
Okay. Anybody?
It's you.
16.
Yeah, exactly. We can put Emily's name in here if you want.
16. 17. I have a question on record of hearings. N2 said recordings may be erased after and list some time. I would have guessed that we had a responsibility to maintain records for something longer than that.
I'm not comfortable with that language. I'm going to go look at that. We are actually in the process of coming up with a comprehensive records retention schedule. So I think we probably want to do that in combination.
I'll highlight that.
Who is going to be the responsible party for record retention?
Yvette.
In the city. Yvette, for the police department?
For the whole city.
Oh.
She received, I'd call it a promotion.
Yeah.
They created a new position because she's does a really good job in the PD, she was the perfect candidate to do it for everyone. And the chief, of course, said no problem.
Super.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
Anything on 17? On 18, I had told April, but we have a lot of his and hers.
Oh, did I miss some? Sorry.
Oh, good call.
And on the next page, we have he and his.
Okay.
And there's someplace else you use his slash her, and we discussed it. But
and said go with there.
There, right.
I agree.
We did, and I think I
and
caught most of them.
And some of them were caught. I didn't even see these. So yeah, you, I am appreciating
eagle
your attention.
Eye.
To
I'll do a global search on it, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yep. We want to fix them.
No, we decided that the easiest thing to do is to go with there.
With the gender-neutral...
The plural,
which is apparently acceptable.
Yeah, we had discussed it.
Yeah, we did.
I was on the outside of it wanting the A, so.
No, you were right. I think we all agreed.
What is that? Okay, page
18. John, did you have this? What is, sorry, not to be in your grill here. You have a shall. Did you have a question about shall?
No, it made me think. You know, I can read past shall and think it is may, or I have to stop and think about the significance of that. So
it's the mandatory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was why there.
It's so funny. I have clients when I do collective bargaining, they're like, I'm not going to agree to shall, but I can agree to will. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
I made a note of he, his on these two pages that you mentioned, but I'll look through the whole thing.
Anything on page 20?
Not me.
21. Okay.
You have it flagged.
What?
You have it flagged.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
22.
Just a mm-hmm. question.
On 21?
21.
Yeah.
What is there a journal that is kept? Because it says the original final order will be journalized. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I think what it means is that it'll just be memorialized and signed by you folks and kept with the file. So, I mean, it's like the old-fashioned
right.
stuff, but we use the same terminology, not just in this context, but other ones, too. But it basically just means you issue an order, you sign it, and you vote in favor of it, and then it gets put with the file.
Like kept officially. I think of it mm-hmm. as like kept
yeah,
officially.
Yeah, right.
Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Page 22, have anything? I highlighted May, but I think it's just that I hadn't seen that before. 23, anything? 24, 25. The very first sentence, all applications must be made under oath or affirmation on the blank prescribed. And that leads me to believe, were you going to replace blank with something else? Or is there a standard form, or should the word be appropriate?
So I think it should say all applications must be made under oath or affirmation on the form prescribed by the Civil Service Commission for Employment or Examination.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 26. Does anybody have anything? 27. 28. 29.
Wait. So for 28, that's where I have that. I think it's... Will we have a new chapter in here, or will the criminal disqualifiers go in under Chapter 8? Because we had a huge
right.
section.
They will go in under 8.
Okay.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So what I did, and just not that you probably don't care, but I had it all struck through with the expectation I'd go back, and when my secretary just accepted all the changes, it went away. So, right, so this will be, it will be 8.6.
Okay.
Anything else?
And I will get the chief.
That will be
Lewis
a really interesting conversation once we get.
Right. And look, I think it's totally reasonable once you. So here's what I think we should. I'm going to suggest what I do on that is I go ahead and get with Chief Lewis, see what he feels like, send that to you, and then if you want Chief Lewis to come to a meeting and talk through any of the questions you might have. That would be perfectly appropriate.
And then I do not mean to linger here.
You're good.
Let's say that Chief Lewis makes some things that we all agree with and some things that he doesn't. Who carries?
You. Civil Service Commission makes a final decision on that.
And then, of course,
Actually,
we could get overruled.
Well,
council
would. That's ultimately council would. That's right.
So
You're
he
right.
could just make his plea to them and they could adopt the changes.
Right.
Okay, but just curious the flow.
Yep, that's how it would work. But you're right, ultimately council.
Okay.
And there were
page 29.
We'll have a whole separate probably meeting on that.
Right, because I think that there were some questions that I had looking ahead on the promotion, the police department
okay.
promotion. So
I figured that's
yep.
what, you know, that's one of the things you guys are actively involved in, so
well,
I'm not
I think,
surprised.
I think it needs to be described. Our involvement needs to be described.
Oh, okay. Well, when we get there, we can talk about it, for sure.
Okay.
Page 30, anything?
No.
Page 31. In 10.6, in the third line up from the bottom, it says personal appointment. Is that proper English, and I just don't understand it. Would it be a personal appointment?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't...
10-6, the third line down.
Who may elect
to nominate a person appointment.
Maybe it's just a person to...
For appointment.
And I think the issue was, looking back at the historical changes, there was a deletion that I think just didn't...
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, a person for... Thank you. Good job.
Anything else? From 31, 32, 33...
Hold on 1 second. I'm falling behind.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm going too fast.
No, I love efficiency. Okay. I'm good.
Anything on 33?
No.
Anything on 34? Just the spread out of the words on the very last sentence.
On 34?
Oh, mine looks okay.
Yeah, mine looks okay too. Okay. That's weird. Okay.
I see where
I see, yeah. That's really weird.
Okay. Well,
maybe they fixed it.
Maybe
since
this
then.
Is the wrong copy. Yes.
No, I don't think it is. Well, read the last. So there's a comma that says, provided such appointment may not exceed the period of such absence,
let's
right?
Let's see if our language is the same.
Yeah, please.
Yes, it ends in the such absence.
Not exceed the period of the absence.
Okay.
Page 35.
Promotions.
This is the one where I said 13-4B, this is on 413-22, we voted to remove that.
Got it.
Where are you?
Yeah, right there, that's where we voted to remove that.
Mm. In 13-3 is where the his and her is.
Okay.
That should be they.
13-3, yes it is.
Okay, so we'll come back to the master's degree after... You talked to the chief.
Well, that's gone.
You already voted to get rid of that.
We had to get rid of that to get the chief.
I understand that, but he...
Might want it back.
What do you mean we...
No,
we got
remember
rid of
that?
It. Well, he has a master's degree.
But we hadn't...
But I think this... Ben asked us to get... You guys to get rid of it so we weren't limited to just people with master's degrees.
I think it was in the process.
The process, right.
It wasn't him.
I didn't think he had one, and council changed this so we could hire him.
He might have a master's, does he?
I don't know
if he does or doesn't.
But it was during the process.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Lee, what do you want to talk about then? Let's talk about what you mentioned a minute ago.
So, what I wanted to be certain was that the process involves the Civil Service Commission in the promotion of sergeants and lieutenants.
Well, probably deputy chief, too.
And deputy chief. So I don't think that's defined.
It's not. You're right.
And I think that as the process went through, as a courtesy, Chief Lewis allowed us to sit in on some of the oral board, but not for the sergeant exam. That was all done by the Ohio Chiefs of Police. So what I'm trying to get to is before someone receives that appointment, that there is a representative from the Civil Service Commission that is involved in that process so that the commission has input to that selection process.
Okay, let me put some language together and send it around.
That's fairly standard procedure.
Oh yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. Yep.
And you know, again, we've had chiefs, or we have a chief that is going to operate completely the way that we would expect it to, but the lowest common denominator is someplace like Bryce or West Jefferson, right, or some one of those other communities where, you know, you have to be a blood relative
or
the chief
in
order to get a promotion.
Right. No, I think it's a good idea. We should add a provision to make it clear that the Civil Service Commission is involved and probably indicate at least basic, and well, I don't want to say in a specific way, but you know, to make it clear that involved doesn't mean just pick up the phone and talk to them. It means be permitted to be present during the promotional exam or you know the assessment center. Okay.
Whether it's all stages or the final stage or however it would be best applied.
Yep.
That the people, so to speak, have some input into that.
Yep, I agree. Good point.
37. 38. 39. 40. On 16.3.3, or A3,
mm-hmm.
For lack of work which is expected to permanent, I think.
To be permanent, yep. You got it.
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me get caught
I'm
up.
Sorry.
No. You're going just fine. I'm trying to follow along with the...
With both copies. Look at you. Multitask.
I have a note here, and I need to remember what... why I said this. Oh, I see. On 42, mm-hmm. I think we might be missing a word.
Okay.
Under 16.6... B4, the right of the employee to appeal a layoff or displacement to the Civil Service Commission, that appeal must be made within 10. And I think we want to say 10 days, and then after the employee has received notification. Do you see, right now it says 10 days.
Right, it must be made within 10 days after, right, there should be another parentheses.
Okay. Yeah, something right
yep.
there.
Yeah, I yep. agree. Anything else on 42?
No.
43. Down under 16.8A, there's a his again. I'm not saying I got all of them.
An employee who has the right to...
within
okay, his. Look at that. I missed that one, but I got it in the next sentence.
The first paragraph.
Mm.
Okay. Anything else? 44,
no.
45, I can't turn pages quick enough.
No, we're working out a good clip.
47.
No, you skipped 46.
Don't have any ridges on my fingers.
That's good, you can get away with a crime.
I know.
No fingerprint.
I just don't know how to open the safe. 46. 47?
Yeah. Oh, no, not 47. I have a 48.
48?
Yeah, there's two eights.
I was saying if you were paying attention.
It's funny because I saw that my original draft had 13 and this one had 12, and I said, Mark got rid of a political activity. Let's see which one it is. And then...
Where is the two up here? Is that
no, two number eights.
Number eights. Oh.
I just misnumbered the paragraphs. Right.
Couldn't see things.
Mark or his designee got rid of it. It was just.
I'm taking the blame for it.
That's a great leader right there.
Well, it probably is my fault because I, when I did the strike on this, I probably just got strike happy.
8, 9, 10. It just doubles.
Oh, renumbered.
Yep, okay. Just renumbering. No content.
49. 50. This I have something marked, but it was again. It said filed with the commission. And we didn't put the date someplace else. The
address.
51. Don't believe.
There we go.
You need to go.
There we go.
I do have to take off, but it seems as if we'll reconvene. Oh shoot! Should we do something?
We have an April meeting, right?
April 10th.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet again before?
No.
I'm not meeting.
No.
So what I'll do is I will get with the chief. I will get that stuff, you know, figured out, and or see what he wants and get it to everybody. I think what I'll probably do is a track change version of what we just went through with all the fixes, so you can see them all and make sure I got them all. And then if everything's good on the 10th, you technically still have to give advance notice before the rules are officially approved, and then you'll approve them, and then council will, and we'll be done.
I have just one quick question that it's not a major thing, but all this whole setup was going through all the old rules because it didn't confirm with what the Ohio Supreme Court ruled on negotiated agreements.
No, it's more because there was just so much stuff in there that was unnecessary.
But does there need to be a preamble or a declaration in terms of labor agreements and how that works with civil service rules?
First of all, it's a good question, but I've never seen that in other civil service rules. And because Ohio Revised Code Section 4117.10A says that except for certain areas, that only one of which applies to civil service, any collective bargaining agreement that's different than civil service supersedes the civil service rules. Because a collective bargaining agreement can have language in it that says, the appeal goes to Civil Service Commission. Ours don't.
Let's come prepared next time, if possible, to go longer than.
I'm sorry, John.
No, I mean whatever.
No.
I think our business was completed today.
Well, that was lucky. Yeah. Yes, I will be prepared to stay as long as it takes.
So children things come up.
We're practically done, right? We just have to review this again and then
give the 10-day notice.
Think that it is going to take, we had a lot of discussion, if you remember, around the criminal disqualifying, like what to include, what not to include, and it would be very interesting to see the chief's feedback. He might want to think about it. I don't know how fast he'll give his turnaround to you.
Yeah, I mean, he should, you know, I mean, it's a month from, you know, he should. I reached out to him. I don't know when he gets back. He may not be
back
yet.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So I'll bother him about it on Monday.
Okay.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
I second that motion.
All those in favor, aye. Thank
aye.
You.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you.
Well, I mean.
What is this?
It was great. I was
soccer or lacrosse? What are we going
No.
To?